So we've got a good deal on this thing. It cost Jesus a lot, but it didn't cost you guys much to be here. But let me say this. We can take it for granted and say it's just another service. I wish Pastor would hurry or tune it out and hear ever so often something he says. But these are words of life. And I don't mean just because it's Dad up here. I mean, there's other people in this room that if God called to come up here and give a message, it would be a similar thing. But we have a lot of experience here. And I say this to say this. Today, why don't we all, me included, because sometimes we who preach, we can get kind of prideful, think we know it already, heard every message. And you know, when you've been around Dad all your life, you've almost heard every message, you feel like. And you got a greatest hits album. It's like the radio, you know, when you hear one that you love, you know. But what if we challenge God and say, today, God, I want to look at this thing open-minded. Open-minded, open my heart, open my mind, open my spirit, and try to take off the filters and listen to what God is saying to us today. Because it really, we were talking, it really blows my mind, and I'm guilty of it. I'm not yelling at anybody in this room or on the internet. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody. How we're in a situation where we need help, but we don't want to listen to nobody else tell you how to get help. And so it's like, well, then you're going to just stay where you are. I mean, do you want me just to tell you what? I mean, if you already have it figured out, why are you even here? I mean, if you just need somebody to pat you on the back and say, yeah, you're thinking right, then I'm saying that God wants to take us new places, me included. And I want today to be able to look at this sermon and say, God, let me tear away my preconceived ideas of what I think needs to be done in life. Let me take away my expertise, how I know everything about everything, but yet I'm struggling so bad. And God, why don't I be willing to listen to something new and take a chance on something new that maybe if I do, maybe I'd get a different result. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. If you keep doing things the same way you've always done, you will always get where you are. And so the idea today is letting God transform us, change us. Not that everything about the past is bad, but maybe God wants to take us somewhere new. And maybe that requires letting go and letting God, right? Letting go and letting God. So I say all that not to beat anybody up because I'm preaching to myself. I'm just saying let's all take advantage of this service today and give God permission to pour his word into us. Let's value this. Let's appreciate this. I heard a guy we actually know and we've done services with talk about he adopted a child in China, and they begged him to tear out one page of the Bible and give them a family. When he was over, he had to go over and get his child. It's illegal where he was to have a Bible. And they said, will you sneak and tear out one page that I might have that and I'll guard that? How valuable is this today? How valuable is this today? So I thank the Holy Spirit, and I thank Jesus for giving us his servant and giving us his word. And I thank him for the word that's getting ready to come forth. So let's just pray for it, okay? Heavenly Father, Lord, you're challenging us in 2022 to go new places. And Lord, let it begin with us and let it begin with our attitudes. Lord, I don't see anywhere in your word where you put, I guess they're called bits, Lord, those things putting horses' mouths. I've never heard in your word where you put that in our mouths and you make us go places we don't want to go. It seems like you call us and tell us where to go to follow you, to be with you. God, it's kind of like those old Valentine's notes little kids write. It says, will you go with me, yes or no? And Lord, back then I didn't know. When kids would write those, that didn't make sense. They're like fourth graders, third graders. Go where? But Lord, sometimes now it don't make sense when you say, will you go with me? And we just got to say yes or no. So Lord, let us say yes. Let us be a yes people. A yes to you, a yes to flame, a yes to fire, a yes to new, a yes to more. A yes to your spirit, Lord. A yes to being flexible and malleable and teachable. And, oh, Lord, let us be like a child That's how you said it was the key to get to your kingdom. So, Lord, let us have that mindset today. And, Lord, we thank you for your word. We value this word. There's places in this world where they risk their lives to hear a minute of this sermon. And, Lord, forgive us for taking this lightly. Forgive us for being about our own agendas when the only thing matters is your agenda. So, Lord, I thank you for the pastoral leadership you've given us. I thank you for the experience. I thank you for the joy you poured on mom and dad over the years, and I thank you for the tears. Because out of those tears and struggles, Lord, are lessons that we get to learn and glean from, Lord. And I hate they had to go through them, but Lord, I thank you for the lessons that you've taught them. And Lord, let me be a better student. Let me be less prideful. Let me be more teachable. Let me be more humble. But Lord, let all your people be that way. Let us be like children today. Let us be like those that go to the children's ministry and the youth ministry who have open minds and open eyes, and they actually believe what they're taught. Oh, Lord, let us believe. Lord, let us believe this really is your holy word, and let's treat it holy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your word. And Lord, let us all leave here changed. Changed for the better. And usable in your kingdom, a mighty army going forth, Lord. Thank you today for the remainder of this service and for the lives that are going to change, the healings and restorations, all the growth, the fire, the miracles. We just thank you, Lord, as we expect. We expect and believe in Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Can somebody shout amen?
Amen.
God relit a fire today. Okay, how about your fire? Yeah, I think so. And my own.
Can you put him in the stage just a little?
All right. It's really good to see everybody this morning. And to people listening all around the world, do you realize right now there are people sitting with you from different parts of the world? Isn't that powerful?
Someone's listening from Poland right now.
Someone's listening from Poland. Yeah, they got some stuff going on. How many knows that's a big deal? It's a big deal, as Mikey says. It's a big deal. It's a big deal you being here today. Yes. You could have been anywhere. You could have been... And your sleepy wear in your house slippers, your feet kicked up watching SpongeBob and just soaking it all in. But you chose to be here today. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Everybody shout, big deal.
Big deal.
I want to, Super Bowl's a big deal too. For a lot of the world today. You was in L.A. today. You probably wouldn't want to be in L.A. today. Some of you might, but it'd be an unusual place to be. I tell you one thing.
You know how big a deal?
Yeah.
In this country, tomorrow is the most called-in day from work in all every day of the year. So people must go pretty hard on Super Bowl Sunday. I think we ought to do a little bit harder on Super Bowl Sunday morning. I don't know.
Amen. Well, you know, my heart is leaping, and I'm aware of the time, okay? So I'm going to be very respectful of that because I want to keep you in prime time. We get a little bit out of prime time. I feel like sometimes I lose you, okay? Because I know all about attention spans, okay? Know all about that stuff. But this morning, I don't know how long the Super Bowl will last this evening.
About 4 hours.
I'm saying those people probably not going to have any trouble sitting in a seat that they paid almost $8,000 for, okay? And there are seats more than that. There are some elite seats could be cost you $30,000 to $60,000. Can you imagine that? Going to a ball game and paying that much money for a seat to sit there and just get yourself worn out. And watching people carry a leather ball across the end zone. Because everybody's, the Super Bowl is just, and then it's overlapping with the Olympics that's happening in Beijing, China. So a lot of things going on. And tomorrow is Sweetheart Day. It's Valentine's Day. Amen. Happy Valentine's Day. So I want you all to help me this morning, okay? I feel like that God is instigating something he's going to start in a series today. So we may be just breaking open, okay? We may be just unveiling and breaking open. God's unveiling and breaking open. And so that this will go forward and stay in line with God's word for this new year, 2022. Do you remember what that was? Fresh, refreshing, okay? A year of refreshing, renewing, okay? And so this morning, Mrs. R's going to come up and share just a little, it's a little bit funny, but it's real, okay? I don't know if it actually happened. I guess it could happen. It did maybe happen. But it's got a little bit of humor with it this morning. And when I read a word this morning, I'm going to share an open scripture. It's a strange place. It's a strange scripture. And, probably some of you may have not even read it. Or if you've had read it, you've looked over it before. But we'll do that. And I want you to help me out this morning. You've got an assignment. Your big assignment is to stand up with all your might and shout, yes! Well, you can do it to try out, okay? Listen, now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a problem with this if you look like you've been weaned on dill pickle juice and you've been chewing Saltbriar most of your life. How many knows we're in a place of joy and peace? You're not in a you're not in a doctor's office getting ready to get yourself cut open or getting ready to get some kind of big shot or, something like that. You're sitting in the presence of Jehovah. Do you get that? Do you get that? The same God you're going to stand before one day is the same God you're standing before right now. I'm saying, do you really believe it? Now, we can hear it all of our life, but yet not really believe it. This is a big deal. You being here is a big deal. Your praise is a big deal. Your response is a big deal. Your interaction is a big deal today. Woo! All right. Just try out, okay? Just so when we get there, it won't be awkward, okay? On the count of three, you stand up with all your might and you shout the top of your little lungs. You let your vocal cords ring. Okay, on the count of three, you know what you're supposed to say. One, two, three. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. That was superb. That was superb. Come up here, Mrs. R. Share this awesome story. My Valentine. Oh yes. I'm sorry.
Good morning. The village atheist was not a bad man. He just didn't believe in God. He was kind, generous, had more friends than anyone else in the town. But he didn't go to church. And there was only one church in that small town. And truth be told, it was cold and dead, kind of, and more of a social club than anything else. They had taken out the altar service, and no one can remember in years if they'd ever had a salvation. One day, however, the church building caught on fire. We know that feeling, don't we? We've been there and done that. We know that. And everyone in the town either ran with buckets or drove there to help. And they formed a line at the well, and they passed the buckets to throw. And this village atheist, he had a better idea. He grabbed a hose with a little pump on it that he had been working in his backyard with, and he ran as fast as he could, and he says, "Here, this will work better." And he threw that pump down in that well, and he moved the dial, and the water came pouring out. And pretty soon those flames started to die down. And appreciative but in shock, the old deacon looked over at him and said, "Hey, this is something new for you. It's the first time we've ever seen you running to church." He said, "This is the first time I've ever seen the church on fire."
Oh, how many knows that a church on fire will do things? You'll be amazed what that little thing right there will do. You would be amazed how that can change things. That one little flicker right there. You would be amazed how the landscape will change if that's lit in the right place. You would be amazed what spiritually this can do in one heart. You would be amazed what a heart that is on fire, passionately burning for Jesus, will do in your community and in the world. Amen? Amen. So let's look in the Word of God. Look in the Word of God. Lord Jesus, you'll have to help me with all this this morning. And I know you are, but I'd like you to turn in the book of Psalm first, okay? This is a powerful word in the book of Psalm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 57. And I know this is going to sound like a strange place to be in Scripture, but hopefully you're going to get the picture. The Holy Spirit will download that picture to you. If you want to stand and you can't, then don't. We're not going to be religious about it, okay? And if you, that's to honor the Word of God, not anything else, okay? Not me. But in reverence to the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I think about this when you all were singing up here this morning, worshiping, leading worship. And this is an overlooked psalm. It's praising in the presence of God. So David said, "My heart, oh God, is quiet and confident." It's confident this morning. I have confidence. I have confidence that we're in the presence of Jesus this morning. I know it. I don't have to ask somebody, "What's going on? Where are we?" I know where we are. And we're in the presence of Jesus, in the presence of the Lord. David said, "My heart, oh God, is quiet and confident. Now I can sing with passion your wonderful praises." It makes a difference when we praise, but it makes a difference how we praise. How we praise. Passionately. When you are passionate, there's where God's presence arrives. when you are passionate about what you are doing, there is where grace, there is where the power of the Holy Spirit, there is where the presence of Jesus attaches himself to you and to your atmosphere. Because God dwells in the presence of passion. He does. So passion, everybody shout passion. Now I can sing with passion your wonderful praises. He said, awake, my soul. Awake, my soul. Everybody say, wake up. You know, sometimes we've got a sleepy head soul. Oh, yes, I know all you bright and sprite people. Listen, sometimes your soul gets sleepy. Sometimes your life gets sleepy. And it needs a little jolt to wake up. To wake up. He says, awake my soul with the music of his splendor song. Arise my soul and sing his praises. My worship will awaken the dawn. My worship this morning, your worship will awaken the dawn. Will awaken the dawn. The dawn's the first thing you meet in the morning. It's the sign of a new day. It's a sign of a fresh start. It's a sign of a new beginning. It's a sign of new things coming your way. When you begin to praise and engage God and his presence, David said, it awakens the dawn. It awakens the dawn. The darkness gives way to the light. Some of you sitting here this morning, you come engulfed in a dark world because you've come from a dark world. But Jesus says, I've come to give you light. I've come to give you light. In the presence of Jehovah, there is light. There's why we need light and fire in our life. He said, arise my soul, sing his praises. My worship will awaken the dawn, greeting the daybreak with my songs of praise. Wow, you may be seated. Wow, thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your word. Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah? Okay. Oh, yes, Mrs. R. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to see if you remember your assignment this morning, okay? I'm going to see. Okay. My heart is steadfast, oh God. My heart is steadfast and confident. I will sing. Yes. If it was a down and out with Burroughs for Burroughs this evening, and he was reaching to make that pass in the end zone, well, you dropped the ball right there. And that could have been the winning touchdown. Who knows? I don't know. Okay, Stafford's a good quarterback too. It could have been on the other end just as well. So, Lord, give him one more chance, Jesus, please. Have mercy upon us this morning. All right, give him one more chance. My heart is steadfast, oh God. My heart is steadfast and confident. I will sing, yes! All right. Your yeses were better, but some of you didn't even stand up. Come on, give Jesus some praise this morning. You see, Miss Kathy pointed that out to me this morning because, you see, David's response was powerful. It wasn't lame-legged. It wasn't, you know, a diddly-bop. It was passionately. He awakened, praise was awakened in him, and he said this, I will sing, not just sing, yes! You missed it again right there, see? Some of you are struggling with that right now, because this is unorthodox, Lord. There's nothing orthodox about God. And if you'd let him out of your box, may you be amazed what he'd do.
Amen.
You let him out of your box, you'd be amazed what Jesus will do. God never intended to stay in a box. They carried him around in the wilderness thinking, well, God should stay in this box. Oh, but there was a day coming when Jesus, God got out of that box, and the veil from the temple was ripped from top to bottom. And God said, listen, not only am I showing this so you have access, but I'm showing you this so I will not be contained in the perimeters that God has built around me. So David was passionately saying that. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to you. Nobody has to make me sing praises. Nobody has to pump me up. Nobody has to tell me, Sister Pam, Brother Steve, nobody has to tell me that God's been good to you. You know that. God's been good to you. Yeah, I know you've been through stuff. I know you've been through stuff. But God's been good to you, Skilly Man. Are you getting that? David said, I will sing. In other words, I will praise. I will praise. Wow, that's awesome. Yes. Yes. Now I want you to look in Psalm 108 with me again. My heart, O God, is quiet and confident. Again. All because of you. Now I can sing my song with passionate praises. Makes a difference when we sing what we sing with passionate praise. It makes a difference when you preach what you preach with passionate. It makes a difference when you witness with passion. It makes a difference when you shine your light with passion. It makes a difference. It makes a difference what you do in the kingdom when you do it with passion. Because nobody's going to follow your song if you're singing a dead song. You see, I'm not here for the words. I'm not here for the crafty lyrics. I'm not here for the cool music. I'm here because God's presence inhabits the praises of his people. We're here because of the presence of God. We're here because of God's presence. You extract that, you might as well lay down on the floor and die. We can't make it without the presence of God. David realized that. Awake, O my soul, with the music of his splendor. Arise, my soul, and sing his praises. I will awaken the dawn with my worship. My worship, my God-felt, passionate worship breaks open the darkness to the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It gives me a freshness in the day. It gives me a wake up in the day. It gives me a different perspective in the day. When you wake up and heaven is on your mind, when you wake up and Jesus is on your mind, when you wake up and you're enthused about having 2 feet on the floor, listen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I will awaken the dawn with my worship, greeting the daybreak with my songs of light. I'm greeting the daylight with my song, the dawn with my songs of light. And wherever I go, I'll thank you. This is an important part, because all the nations will hear my praise songs to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your praise matters. Your worship matters. Your worship matters. And people see that. And they give God glory when they see your passion, when they see your enthusiasm, when they see your engagement, when they see your response. It gives them hope against their darkness. Your worship can usher in the dawn of a new day in somebody else's life. Quit thinking this world revolves around you. This world is about Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Woo! I will sing his praises. Yeah. Oh, they're few, but they're lively. Now, I want you to look in Psalms again, reading a few scriptures. I'm very aware of the time. Are you with me? If you're not with me, something major wrong. So if you're here today and you've lost hope, you're here today, and I'm reminded of what Lakin messaged me up there. What Lakin messaged me with. She said, I felt like she should have come down here, so I'm going to call her out a little bit. She said, I feel like at that moment somebody should have surrendered. I felt that too. And I want to remind you, there is no schedule here. We don't have a paper with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got to finish this. Sometimes, you know, he has the word, and if all Sundays he probably should have, naturally speaking, he's a football Super Bowl fanatic. I mean, as far as statistics and data and all that kind of stuff, you probably picked the bum one for today. But I want you to note this, that God is passionate about you. He is passionate about you. We don't think of it that way, do we? We think, well, it's Lord, it's all about us. Should be passionate. Yes, amen. We should be. But God is passionate about you because he has passionately pursued you and sought you out. In fact, this whole week, today, this whole week, God has been passionately waiting to encounter just this service. You'll say, Pastor R, God's not just in a church house or a church building or a place of worship. That's true. Because you're the church. You're the embodiment of Jesus. But when people come together passionately, you see, there's where God comes. There's where his presence. When people passionately come together and worship him, then things happen. The darkness gives way to the light. The dawn gives way to the full light. The darkness gives way to the dawn. When we come together, there are people here today, maybe their life is in some dark place of depression, some dark place of despair and hopelessness. Maybe a dark place concerning your children. Maybe a dark place concerning your own personal life. Oh, but you know what? Thank you, Miss Holly. Because when you deliberately and consciously and passionately praise God, not concerned about your coolness or who you are or what you look like, but you surrender yourself and immerse yourself into the moment, then people are drawn to what God does in you. Now, Miss Selena, this just came to me. I didn't plan on this, but you can thank your leading body and soul up here on Monday night so wonderfully. Imagine if you're just sitting here and you're holding a paper up and saying, now this, and it's online, by the way. These are the things. The first thing we want you to do is this thing right here. They read it on the screen. That's what you're supposed to do. How many knows there's not a lot of passion in that? But when you've got an on-fire workout leader that's leading people to better health through the betterment of their body, and they're getting up there, and they're showing you what you need to do to make yourself better, it's easier to get involved. Show with that moment. And when you come passionately together and praise, and someone else behind, beside you, or around you, or sees you that are not where you are, that don't have it together, don't have their life together, and when they see, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Come on. Your kids need to see that first. Don't expect your kids to be about it if you're not about it. You can teach them this is how you get depressed. This is how you stay depressed. Amen. This is how addiction looks. This is how you stay in addiction. But something happens when your praise lights up the darkness and brings in the dawn. People grab a hold of hope. We need more hope in the world. Not judgment. Love people. Don't judge them. When did God die and leave you in charge? Did you hear that? When did God die and leave you in charge? This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. Come on. This is how I fight my battle.
This is how I fight my battles.
I'm not the worship leader. Come on.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
So when I'm in the battle of depression, this is how I fight my battles. I stand in the crest of that darkness and I say like David, I will sing. Come on, you missed it. I will sing. Cause this is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, come on.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight.
We're not done there yet. Give him some praise. Come on. I'm about done. I told you this is just going to be the breaking open today. So if you want the follow-ups, you need to be here on Wednesday nights. And I don't know, maybe he'll do the next part next Sunday morning or whatever, the Lord willing. But I want you to know something. You're passionate. Anybody can have a form of godliness. Anybody can go through the motions. Religiously, there's people, more religions than any time in the history of humanity. There are more denominations than in the history of humanity. But that doesn't mean that we're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You've got to hear this. It's not about your song. I know we all got songs we like. We all got groups we like. We all got this we like. But it's not about this. Let your song be a song unto the Lord. I will sing. Amber, where's your elbow? You got an elbow? I believe the last time I saw you did. All right, you know what that's designed to do? To put it in the side of your husband right there. Okay? And Juwan, that's what your elbow. But you got to be more gentle. This is how I fight my battle. David said, I will sing. I will. Heather, I will. Nothing's going to stop me from singing. No devil is going to back on my property. No devil is going to come into my house and say you can't praise. I will praise the Lord. David said, I will sing unto the Lord. This is his song, not your song. It's his song. I had people over the years, they went out of the church, and years ago, in a little church we pastored, and they just walk out. Shoo, shoo, shoo. I'm not being mean, and I'm not being critical. And I saw that, and I heard that because I was at the door greeting people leaving. That's just exactly what a pastor needs to see when he's preached his heart out and people walking out. Shoo, 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 shoo. Forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And I heard this distinctly. Mrs. R is going to remember this. Well, they did not sing my song today. There's a problem with that picture. It wasn't your song to sing. It was his song. When you get a hold of that, your life is going to explode. And the goodness of God. Oh, Jesus. Forgive me. I'm too old school. I'm too crazy. Psalm 69, and we're through. I am going to leave you with some homework, because what we're all talking about today is really what Brian brought up to me. Isn't it awesome how God just gives you hints and clues? Oh, on target, on target. So he brings me this word up here. It says ambition, an earnest desire. To be better or more successful is an earnest desire, passionately desiring to be better. My desire this year is to be more on fire for Jesus, to be more passionate than I ever was. If you think you, now I know you're passionate. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Val. I know she is. And let me tell you something. She's a, what do you call them things? Saul. What do you call them kind of saws? Buzzsaw, yes. She's a buzzsaw in the devil's camp. Because every week she's making the devil mad. You know why? This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight. Let me tell you something. If the devil's mad at you, there's probably a good reason. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amanda, if the devil's bad at you, it's a good reason that you're going in the right direction. Trish, if he ever stops fighting you, then you be concerned. Then you start checking your pulse. Am I alive? Am I worth? Am I worth? You have value in the kingdom of God. You have value and purpose in God. But the devil values you too. More importantly, he values what God deposited in you, because he can't do much with it. When you get loose and get on fire, Katie, bar the door. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. Wow. Passionate. Are you passionate about what we're doing here today? Did we just show up because it was some sense of duty or obligation? I'm paying my dues this week. Yeah. This is how I want to show God that I'm here, God. See, I showed up. Now, you do something for me because I showed up. Oh, Jesus. Passionate about what we're doing. I'm going to leave you this last verse. Do you know what one commercial will cost in the Super Bowl? $7 million for one commercial, 30 seconds. That's prime time. That's a lot of dough for 30 seconds. But you know what? Somebody pointed out to me yesterday, but there's a lot of people listening. So if you got big bucks, that's probably a pretty good way to spend it, because there will be about 117 million people viewing in, a record number of people who will passionately live out that Super Bowl. It's probably one of the biggest Super Bowls, they say, in the history of Super Bowls. I don't know all the things around that, but I know, statistically speaking, there'll be more people passionately glued to the TV, enthused about the party and the activities that go along with that. And God says, I don't get it. Let me repeat that. God is saying, Jehovah is saying, I don't get it. I sent my son. He died between the heavens and the earth. He bore your sickness and sorrow and your pain. He hung naked in a chain before a lost and dying world. And I'm just telling you, as the psalmist David said, I will sing. I wish they'd get through these songs. Man, they're boring. Come on. I will sing. Yeah. What are we singing to? Who are we singing about? What are we passionate about today? There should be no question. But things happen in our lives. Things happen in our life. There'll be more people betting on that game. I knew he was going somewhere with that, Heath. More people betting. Billions of dollars invested in the betting on that game. Yes. That's crazy. But what are we passionate about? Because we're all passionate about something today. And I'm not here to kick the Super Bowl off the boat. It can be a good thing. It can be a good thing. I love sports. I love sports. Don't think that I'm some old fogey preacher up here preaching everything is sin. That's not what I'm saying. But if that robs me of the passion that I so earnestly needs to direct toward the God who saved me and rescued me and got me up, then something is missing in my life. I didn't make a connection. And the connection you need to make is here, this heart connection today. Because passion begins here. David said, I will awaken the dawn. My worship will awaken the dawn. I just love finding new revelation about worshiping God. And when we think we've got it figured out, that's where we miss him. Because God's always in the change. He's always changing things up, moving things, because he's a God on the move. And it's so powerful because it's always refreshing. If you're in a stale place in your life, it's a time for refreshing. If the word of God is stale in your life, then you need a refreshing and your passion. If praise and worship is humdrum to you and you're bored with it, then you need to get a refreshing in your life. I remember a lot of you here, when you first embraced the Lord, how excitement was, just your heartbeat, and how you would message and say, I can't get enough of this, Pastor. You got some words for me, Pastor? You got some scripture for me? Can you download a song? Can you give it to me? Because you know why? You're like David. I will sing. Yeah. So let me share this scripture here with you. Lord, our hearts should be alive. Our worship should be alive. It should be passionate. The word should be alive, passionate. Oh, I, you know what? When I open the word of God, Sister Willie, it like explodes in me. It just, there's so much stuff, God, and it ignites my world, and it lights my darkness when I've gone through darkness, dark times with Kathy. I've laid there in the hospital bed beside her. And then I just opened the lid of that page. And it's almost like a light shot forth out of that light, down, piercing the darkness of my circumstances. And God encouraged me. Right there in those hospital rooms, I've had some of the most intimate moments with God. And I was like, David, I will sing. Yeah. It didn't matter to me if a nurse walked in. It didn't matter to me if a doctor walked in. I will sing. Yes. Because that opens the darkness and gives way to the dawn. Now, honestly, I am. Psalm 69:9. Help me do this, Lord. Oh, my love for you has my heart on fire. David said, my love for you, Lord, has my heart on fire. My heart is burning for Jesus. And when we talk about fire and burning, we don't have time to go into that today, because that's another part of what passion we're talking about as a type. But fire is used throughout the word to define or describe what the presence of God was like. And in the day of those tabernacle, those sacrifices in the temple worship, it was important to note the presence of God. That's how God revealed himself, was by fire. Would you believe it or not? God doesn't use wood and fire and turtle doves and heifers and goats, but he still uses fire. The difference is the fire has been transferred. The fire's still in the temple. You see? The fire's still in the temple. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what Paul said. Now I have this fire. Jeremiah said, shut up in my bones. I can't contain it. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what to do with it. Have you ever felt that way sometime with Jesus? Come on, guys. Have you? Maybe if not, maybe you need to get a hold of that. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Tony, you're having a powerful conversation with me just this past week. He said, Pastor R, he says, I'm on another level. He said, this time I'm fighting. This time I'm fighting. Boy, I love to hear that from people. I'm tired of bowing down to the enemy. This is how I fight my battles. I will overcome addiction. I will overcome depression. I will make it through anxiety. I will make it over fear. This is how I fight my battle. Are you getting it today? Are you getting it? Let your heart burn. He said, my love for you has my heart on fire. Spiritual heartburn that you can't shake. Ooh, I love that. Quit trying to take the world's anti-acids. This is a heart on fire you need. Because you've got children that need Jesus. You've got grandchildren that need Jesus. Don't ever expect them to get a hold of what you've not got a hold of. When they see you on fire, where's the fire? 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 Woo! What's different about you? What's different about you? Whoa, there's something different about you. I see something in you I didn't used to see. I don't see needle tracks anymore. I don't see sores protruding anymore. What's different about you? I will sing. You know what heartfelt praise and worship has done? It has stopped the advancement of the enemy before.
Amen.
It has crushed armies. It has stripped kings of its power. When we get serious about how we fight our battle, and we do it passionately. Now here. Going to ever get to. I will sing.
Yes.
Because I know what I'm singing about. I know who I'm singing to. And I know there's a difference. We just got to align our heart to it. Lord, just let me finish this verse. We'll finish. You march your troops on. He said, my love for you has my heart on fire. My passion consumes me for your house. I love to be here. I get to be here. Nobody give me a car. Nobody give me a ticket to anything. Nobody did anything for me. You see, I know. My passion consumes me for your house. And listen to this. Nothing will turn me away. Oh, I know. Some of you, I know what time it is. Some of you are ready to check out. I understand. I'm with you there. But you understand, nothing will change my mind. Are you getting a hold of this? Nothing's going to change my mind. People will talk about me. Nothing will change my mind. People will ostracize you and listen, cast you off. Nothing will change my mind. David said, nothing will change my mind. You'd be amazed what a made up mind will do. Lord, I've got my mind made up about this. Nobody gonna talk me out of it. No devil's gonna talk me out of it. None of his demon imps are gonna talk me out of it. Sickness is not gonna talk me out of it. My family's problems not gonna talk me out of it. My troubles are not gonna talk me out of it. Because I've got my mind made up. If you don't have your mind made up today, answer that. Make your mind up today. I will sing, Lord. I will praise you. That's why I was created, to give you praise. My life has purpose. My life has meaning. I know other things have stepped in to try to rob me of that. But today, nothing will stop me today. Nothing will stop me today. My assignment is to grasp the presence of God. Nothing will change my mind. He said, here closing, oh, well, nothing will turn me away. Even though I endure all the insults of those who insult you, I'll not turn back. If footmen tire you and wear you out and change your mind, what will you do when horsemen come? What will you do when the onslaught of the enemy's attack is really against you? Will you turn back? I'll not turn back. I'll not change my mind. Even during a COVID epidemic, I will not turn back. I will not change my mind. Even in the midst of hardships and problems and personal trials, I will not turn back. Nothing will turn me away from you. Nothing. Nothing. Everybody shout nothing. Nothing. Even though I'm enduring all these things, nothing's going to turn me away. You know what? Nothing could keep Jesus away from you. We're closing on that. You've got to understand that. Nothing. The Roman Empire could not stop Jesus from getting to you. There's no power, no kingdom, no entity, nothing in heaven or hell or above or beneath in the universe could stop God's mission for you. Don't let anything stop him, you from him. Today, this is a moment. This is a God moment. This is a moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. This is a moment to open your heart and say, Jesus, I really want this. I really want your presence. I want your love. I want your power. I want your help. I want you in my life. And if you're here and that's you, it's simple. You say, wait a minute, Pastor R. That's not what they teach in other places. They teach you got to go this, do and do this. Do. You got all these hoops to jump through. Jesus says, if you can believe, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, he died for your sins. He arose again from the grave and he's coming back. If you can believe that Jesus died for your sins and you accept his payment for your sins, if you can believe that with all your heart, the Bible says you shall be saved. Didn't say maybe if you hold your mouth right, maybe if you do this right, you shall be saved. Woo! David said, I will sing. I will sing. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight. Come on.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight.
Forget the piano. This is how I fight cancer. This is how I fight cancer. This is how I fight cancer. This is how I fight. This is how I fight addiction. This is how I fight addiction. This is how I fight addiction. This is how I fight. Come on. This is how I fight my battle. Come on, worship leader. Whatever you're going through, come on. I will sing, Lord. I will not turn away. I'll not turn away. She had a choice. He's had choices. Kathy's had choices. You've had choices in those times of darkness in your life. But your heartfelt, passionate worship changed the atmosphere. When you get yourself involved, not from a spectator's point of view, from a heart view, you'll be amazed what will shift in your life. There's some people in here need a shift, right? Bow your heads right now. I know where we are. I felt that. How many today, with the depths of your heart, say, Pastor R, I'm in a discouraging place in my life, and I need hope. Lift your hand with mine right now. Come on, be real. Don't sit there and your life not together, and you act like your life all together. You got it all figured out. Come on, be real. God will not trespass over your pride. You got to surrender and open your heart. And say, Jesus, I need you more than the air I breathe. I need you more than my life itself. Without you, I have no life. Do we realize that? Slip your hand up with mine still. I'm in need of hope, Pastor. Or I'm in the darkness that David sung about. And then his song awakened the dawn. That's me, Pastor R. If that's you, guess what? I can see the sun coming up. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I see the sun coming up. I see the sun coming up. The darkness is giving way to the dawn. There's somebody in here today needs hope. And you know what you need to come? You need to do, you need to leave your seat and come down here. And let's believe together. Let's agree together. Above all things, nothing's going to hold me back, Lord. Nothing's going to hold me back. I'm going to come right now, and I'm going to believe with all my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Miss Holly, Miss Holly, Miss Holly, Miss Holly. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's several hands that were raised here today. I don't see any real estate around you changing. Are you hearing me? So you're going to leave with the same baggage you came in with, and God said, no, I'm teaching you a new way to fight your battle. If you're here today and you need Jesus, come right now. 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 If you need the dawn, if you need that in your life, come right now. Refresh, renew, revive. Revive my heart, Lord. Let my heart be on fire, Lord. I've been serving you a long time, but Jesus, I need more fire. I need more passion. Come on. Somebody's gonna need your fire this week. How big is it? Somebody's gonna need your fire. Somebody's gonna come in their darkness and need to be warmed by your fire. Will you be on fire? Will you be filled with God? Or will you be overwhelmed and gloomed by the darkness right now? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, there's some people right now ready to step out of your darkness. Right now, ready to step out of your darkness. Ready to step out of your hopelessness. Come on. I'll say this. There are whole families that need to be up here. Did you hear what I said? There are whole families that need to be up here. Pastor R, it wasn't my song, it wasn't my sermon. When are we going to get a hold of it? It's not about that. Hallelujah. Fight my battle.